This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. BJP leader Samrat Chaudhary has been elected as the leader of BJP Legislative Party in Bihar today, paving the way for him to become the next chief minister of the state. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who was appointed as the central observer by the party, made the announcement after a meeting of the BJP Legislature Party meeting in Patna this afternoon. Mr. Chaudhary's name will be endorsed during a joint meeting of NDA legislators in a short while. Afterwards, Mr. Chaudhary will proceed to Lok Bhavan to meet Governor Lieutenant General retired Syed Atta Hasnain and stake his claim to form the government. Earlier, JDU President Nitish Kumar resigned as Chief Minister of Bihar and dissolved his cabinet. He has been elected to the Rajya Sabha recently. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Uttarakhand this afternoon. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. Addressing the gathering on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the economic corridor will strengthen regional economic growth by enhancing connectivity and boost tourism in the region.
देहरादून दिल्ली इकोनॉमिक कॉरिडोर से इस पूरे क्षेत्र का कायाकल्प होने जा रहा है। पहला फायदा तो ये है कि इससे समय बचेगा, आना जाना सस्ता और तेज होगा और दूसरा बड़ा फायदा रोजगार का होगा। अब इसके निर्माण में 12,000 करोड़ रुपए खर्च हुए तो हजारों श्रमिकों को काम मिला। साथियों, इस शानदार एक्सप्रेसवे से उत्तराखंड के टूरिज्म को बहुत ही बड़ा फायदा देगा। देहरादून, हरिद्वार, ऋषिकेश, मसूरी और चार धाम यात्रा के लिए ये सबसे प्रमुख मार्ग बनेगा।
कैंपेनिंग फॉर असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन वेस्ट बंगाल इज इन फुल स्विंग। Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the party workers of West Bengal under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad through Namo app. During the interaction, Mr. Modi said that the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state.
बीते दिनों मुझे बंगाल के हर हिस्से में जाने का, लोगों से मिलने का अवसर मिला है। जो ऊर्जा, जो उत्साह, जो जोश मैं बीजेपी के प्रति देख रहा हूँ, वो अद्भुत है। ये आप बूथ के स्तर के सभी कार्यकर्ताओं की मेहनत का परिणाम है। मेरा बूथ सबसे मजबूत, इस मंत्र के साथ आप टीएमसी की निर्मम सरकार के भय और बीजेपी के भरोसे को बहुत अच्छे से अपने बूथ पर लोगों तक पहुंचा रहे हैं।
Senior BJP leader Amit Shah at a poll rally in the Dakshin Dinajpur district promised that BJP will end political violence, syndicate Raj and evict infiltrators from West Bengal after it forms the government. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Paschim Medinipur and Purva Medinipur districts. In Chhattisgarh, 4 workers were killed and 15 others injured in an explosion at a power plant in Sakti district today. Police said some workers are feared trapped at the site. The injured have been shifted to nearby hospitals and efforts are underway to rescue those feared trapped. The nation is paying homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to Baba Saheb on the occasion. President Murmu addressed the Samajik Samrasta Mahotsav at Gandhinagar in Gujarat. She appealed to the people to move beyond caste divisions and work towards an inclusive society. Vice President addressed the second Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar Memorial Lecture in New Delhi. He said that Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar showed that true freedom begins with education. In IPL cricket, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.